Good morning and welcome to The Morning Dose, everything you need to know before the market opens.
Good morning. It's Friday and we've got a lot to unpack before the bell.
We certainly do. Equity futures are pointing to a slightly higher open, building on yesterday's momentum where the S&P 500 and NASDAQ both carved out new record highs. S&P futures are up about 5 points at 6,407.
They are, but don't let the headline number fool you. Yesterday's strength was very narrow. It was really the mega-cap tech stocks that did all the heavy lifting. Under the surface, there was broad-based selling in the afternoon, with decliners outnumbering advancers almost 2-to-1.
So a cautious sentiment. Despite the new highs, does the overseas action reflect that?
Absolutely. Asia was mostly lower overnight, and Europe is also trending down. There's chatter about a potential surprise rate hike from the Bank of Japan next week, and the European Central Bank held rates steady, signaling no more cuts are likely until the fourth quarter. It's a risk-off mood globally.
Got it. And here at home, the big headline is trade, right? The Trump administration is set to hold talks with China next week.
That's the one everyone's watching. And speaking of trade, there was a fascinating report that it's corporate America, not consumers, paying for most of the tariffs so far. That could be a theme to watch for in terms of profit margins going forward.
Interesting. Let's pivot to the main event this morning. Earnings. It feels like a deluge of reports.
It is, and we have some major movers. Let's start with the bad news. Intel is getting hammered pre-market, down about 7%.
Ouch. What happened there?
They missed on earnings per share by 11 cents. Even though they beat on revenue and guided Q3 revenue higher, that EPS miss and the below consensus guidance for Q3 earnings is what's hurting them.
And they're not the only ones struggling. Centene is down, what, 14%?
A huge drop for CNC. A big miss on EPS by 27 cents. The street is not forgiving that this morning.
Okay, so that's the pain. But there must be some winners out there.
Oh, for sure. On the positive side, HCA Healthcare had a fantastic quarter. They beat EPS estimates by 56 cents and, more importantly, raised their full-year guidance for both earnings and revenue. The stock is reacting well.
And how about Coursera? I'm seeing it up over 25% pre-market.
Just a monster report from Core. Beat on the top and bottom lines and guided both Q3 and the full year above consensus. That's exactly what the market wants to see, and it's being rewarded. We also saw solid beats from Aon and Philips 66.
So with this mixed bag of earnings and the narrow market leadership, what are the technicals telling you?
The technicals are screaming caution. We're in a consolidation phase. For traders listening, the levels are everything right now. For the SPY, watch support around the 630 area. Resistance is up at 640. For the QQQ, support is at 560, with resistance at 570. A break of these levels could dictate the next move.
Let's talk analyst calls. Any big upgrades or downgrades moving the needle?
A few notable ones. Carvana is getting a nice upgrade to outperform. But on the flip side, Tesla is getting a downgrade to hold. We're also seeing multiple downgrades on Molina Healthcare after yesterday's news, and Sarepta Therapeutics was hit with a downgrade to underweight at JP Morgan.
And any other corporate news we should have on our radar?
A couple of big ones. There's a report that OpenAI will introduce GPT-5 next month, which is huge for the AI space. And you have to notice Charles Schwab authorizing a massive $20 billion stock buyback. That's a serious statement of confidence.
Wow, $20 billion is a huge number. Okay, before we wrap, what's on the economic calendar today?
It's all about 8:30 a.m. Eastern. We get durable goods orders for June. The consensus is for a big drop of around 11%, so the market will be dissecting that number very carefully at the open.
All right. So to put a bow on it, what's the final thought for traders heading into the session?
The key takeaway is that the indexes are masking underlying weakness. It's a trader's market, not necessarily a buy-and-hold-everything market. Focus on relative strength in those mega-cap names, but be nimble. Watch those key SPY and QQQ levels we discussed, and keep your stops tight. A break of those ranges could bring the volatility back in a hurry.
Excellent analysis. That's all the time we have for today. Thanks for joining us, and have a great trading day and a fantastic weekend. We'll see you back here on Monday.